Penguin Book Writing. How can I assist?
Hi, my name is Terry. I'm an author, and I was doing a questionnaire through a chat with a Penguin Book, and I got Offset Connection. They were asking, I sent my link to my book, and I lost that connection. So I think it was just AI, but it was Mike Smith, and he was getting ready to transfer me, and then that's why I lost the call.
Is this Terry McBride?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I think Michael here was chatting with you. Michael is chatting here with you. Yeah, and he was just about to transfer the chat over to me. Probably sent you the message as well. This is David Harper here, and I'm a senior consultant here at Penguin Book Writing. You were telling me about the book, and I think I was able to look up to the link through the conversation that you guys were having, because I was definitely shadowing the conversation. And, I've seen the book, so I'm assuming one of it is already published, and I can see it available on Amazon. And there's another one probably that you want to publish as well, right?
Yes. Is this ironic that I would happen to get you after losing the call? Are there other people answering, or are you the only one there?
It's like this is an 800 number, so you know it sort of revolves around a lot of people. I mean, everybody could pick it up. We've got project managers who cater existing clients, so they could pick
it up. But it's ironic that it would be you after I, you know, you're the name he had given me, right? Where he was getting ready to connect the call.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what happens is, you know, so initial consultation for new clients, usually I'm the one who picks up the phone, and there's a few more people I have who pick up the phone. And then, you know, there could have been Ryan who could have picked up the phone. There could have been Haley. So we've got people, and we've got, you know, Mike as well. So we've got all these people who could pick up the phone when there's a new customer calling in. But whenever there's like an existing client, you know, the call gets transferred over to our existing project managers who are taking care of the projects in terms of like assisting authors and getting their books self-published and all. So, yeah. So, Terry, tell me about, you know, how many pages are what, you know, about the manuscript and what it talks about. And, you know, the kind of book it is.
Okay, I wrote a fiction book called The Seasons of Solomon, and my chapter and verse that I based on is Ecclesiastes chapter 3, where it says there's a time, a season for everything in life, and the character Solomon has a calling on his life to preach. However, it starts with him as a child, and he discovers he and his best friend playing in an abandoned house, a dead body. Years later, as a detective solving the case, this determines that his family might be involved, and then that is the moment in time where he has to look up and say, oh God, what do I do? And so he's making transitions from one phase of his life to another, and the reader is to follow his journey and to be inspired on their own.
Got
so it's a murder mystery. It's crime. It's family drama. It's a combination of things. And it's 106 pages.
That's great. That's a great length, and it's one of those. It's one of those. You know, genres which is pretty trending right now. I must say that. So it's a murder mystery. You said a crime thriller.
It's Christian.
some of it. So I'm making sure I put it in the right category. And 106 pages is what you said, right?
Yes, all of them aren't text. I think it's just 106. Complete, you know, maybe 100 of those are actual text of the story.
That's perfect, and that's a great length. You know, readers nowadays, this is a great length. Usually people used to have a little longer books a few years back, you know, 4 or 5 years back, you could have a couple of hundred. But this is a very decent, I mean, if it sort of covers the whole story that you wanted to write, it is great. Yeah, that's great. Now, I wanted to ask you was if this has already been edited by any professional editors, or does this require an editing job as well?
Yes, I was picked up by Covenant Books, and they did the whole you know, the publishing process for me. And so it's available through Ingram Printing, but there's a link, as you saw on my website, for Amazon, iTunes, Reader House, Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, and that's great. This is one of those few platforms which pretty much covers it all. And I mean, we're also going to publish your book using the same, you know, the platforms that are already mentioned on your website. So we're sort of going to make sure to publish on the same platforms. I hope that's all right with you, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And I'm assuming since you've already published a book before, you're already aware on how the self-publishing goes. Because, you know, the way we operate is, I mean, since you've worked with Covenant Books, they must have worked a bit differently. The way we operate is that we do not take part in taking ownership from the author. So 100% ownership would still remain with you. We do not take any copyrights from you. So you'd all own the copyrights even after publishing the book with us. And also, the best part is that we are not going to take any future sales or any sort of percentage in the book sales or the royalties that you get in the future. So, I mean, just in case, as soon as the book gets published, we are going to make sure that we manage all, you know, the initial book sales that you get. So, you know, when you publish a book on any of these three or four platforms, you know, you have to create an author profile in there and put in your details and put in your, you know, transaction details in terms of like your banking account details as well. So after each month, whatever book sales you get, that proceeds that you earn from it will be directly deposited to your bank account. So what we do is we create those author profiles using your email address that make sure that the books are published under your name, which also ensures that you retain the 100% ownership. So it makes sure that, you know, right now it's available through Covenant Books, your previous book, but with us, your book would seem, and the publisher's name would also appear as your name. And that's to make sure that you get to own 100% rights. So in the future, just in case if you know, there's a big traditional publishing house that reaches out to you and wants to republish your book, or maybe there's like a book signing event, you wouldn't have to inform us, or you wouldn't have to take permission from us of any sort, because you already own the rights to, you know, to the intellectual property in the book that you've written. There wouldn't be any, you know, permissions taken from our side, or you wouldn't even need to inform us, basically.
Okay.
So,
Go ahead.
So
you're welcome. Marketing of the book, or you just publish it and then I do the marketing? How does that work?
So in terms of marketing, we have an in-house team which does the whole marketing for the book, and there's a whole lot of activities that we do to market the book. To start with, the first part of the process is we go ahead and do research on the kind of target audience and, you know, the people who we intend this book would be most suitable for. And that's the research to, you know, search for the right demographics, and that's the research part. That's how we start our, you know, the marketing plan. So this is to make sure that each marketing plan is customized based on different authors' needs. I mean, some authors would have intended target audience from like age brackets starting from like 7-8 years to about like 20-21, but there'd be other books where obviously the social you know, sort of the age bracket is going to differ, the sort of wealth bracket is going to differ. So we're going to make sure we do that research on the demographics, and then do the right kind of marketing. After the research, we're going to share with you an Excel sheet where you know, you're going to see, you know, the different sort of demographics that will be targeted in this marketing campaign that we do for you. And then based on this report that we'll share with you, we'll, you know, seek approval just in case if there's, like, changes that you intend and you want to make, give your feedback. we'll make sure to incorporate that and move in the same way that you want us to. But we'll have our sort of expert opinion from our side with our marketeers as well. The second part is that based on these reports, we'd have paid marketing campaigns on different platforms that include social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, but Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Google. There could be more social media platforms that we could add to it as well. So that will be there. And then in terms of paid marketing, I mean, it just gives you the sort of direct instant ads being posted continuously on social media. And then through that, you are able to generate all the traffic to either your author's website. And it's going to be different. So what we'll do is we'll go ahead and make your own author website instead of us having our publisher's website. So right now, the publisher that you previously worked with have your book published on their website as well as different platforms. We instead will make a website under your name. Usually authors want to have the domain names or the website's URL based on the same names as themselves. So we could go with something like, and we'd have to see if it's available. So we'd go with something like, www.terrymcbride.com. Or TerryMcBrideAuthor.com, something like that. So we'll make that website, and we're going to add the couple of books that you've published, and then obviously add links to, the relevant platforms where this book could be purchased.
Once I get my second book published, you would help me to put that book on the same website, so I don't want them separated. I really would rather have all my work together.
Absolutely. We have them there. And what we're going to have is links to purchase that book through different platforms. And that could have Amazon and Kindle. It could be Ingram Spark. It could also be Barnes & Noble. There could definitely be a long list of other platforms where your book would be available in like ebook format.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's going to be available in the print format as well. So, all the platforms which offer a print-on-demand facility, well, let's say, your book's published there and somebody wants to buy like a paperback copy, they can go ahead and make a purchase and then they'll get it delivered to their home address. And at the end of each month, all those platforms, again, and how they operate is at the end of each month, whatever book sales you get, you get paid directly. So we do not, are going to monitor your account. Instead, you yourself can log into author profiles that we create for you on all these platforms and look them up and see how many book sales you made. We'd be sharing with you track reports each month based on the different marketing activities that we do for you and everything. So basically the plan is to first of all make online assets for you. That includes a website, and that includes profiles on publishing platforms. That includes author profiles as well as book profiles, and then it includes profiles being built on like social media platforms. And then the second step of the process is to optimize those and to make sure that it's a functioning cycle. So wherever the ads are being posted, whenever somebody clicks on it, they're being redirected to the right place to purchase the book. That's optimization. That's the second step. And also making sure that it reaches out to the relevant audience. And just in case it doesn't go out to people who don't intend to sort of purchase books like these. And then the third part is to make sure that we keep on posting or adding content to all of these assets that we've created initially. And that includes writing articles and blogs and doing a bit of paid marketing services for you as well. There's going to be, SEO improvements, that's search engine optimization for your author website. Each month, ahead of each month, you'd have post calendars that's going to be shared with you for you to approve and, we'll give us feedback on changes that you'd want. Then there will be 2D or 3D art designs inside of it. to make sure that they're, you know, captivating and then those ads should be in a way which engages the audience and has them to click on the ads and then redirect them to the relevant websites to purchase the book. And then obviously,
so your team would generate the interest. You would be adding the blogs and continuous advertising to market it and direct people to the website. How do we generate interest? Because I'm not familiar with that part. I don't know how to bring them in other than to give them my links.
So we have copywriters like who write the ad copies, and mm-hmm. what they do is like they're experts at writing lines that we call sort of hooks. I don't know if you're familiar with the term, but what it does is it makes sure that it grabs the attention of what the article is about. Now, when people start reading what's inside of it and the topics that are being discussed inside of it, they are then told about the book, and they could click here to purchase the book and to give it a read.
Sounds awesome.
It's a whole strategy that we form for the marketing and to get the marketing done. Publishing.
Okay. First part is publishing. You publish it and you market it. So you do it all. All I have to do is you read my manuscript and see if I have a book that you would want to help support.
Absolutely, yeah.
Correct?
That's correct. So what we're going to do is we're going to have project managers, we're going to have marketeers working with you, and they'd be your point of contact, so you could schedule calls with them. They'll be sending you all the work that they do over emails and one of our online portals that we have for our clients. So they'll be sending information like post calendars, which are scheduled for the next month or the upcoming months, and they'll ask you to give your feedback and approvals. They'll send you reports at the end of each month on letting you know what kind of marketing activities and how much money they spend on paid ads on all these platforms. And then they're also going to show you results on how many book sales they were able to generate for you.
So what does it cost me?
Okay, so we've got different packages to start with. The publishing, so for just publishing the book on Amazon and Kindle, Barnes & Noble, I'm going to keep the publishing separate, and I'm going to keep the marketing a separate, and I'll give you both the pricing for both. So for the publishing, I'm assuming the editing part, is that something you want us to work on?
Well, the book is done, so it probably will be a very easy task for whoever relaunches it, because the first book will be a relaunch since it's already out, correct? Is that cost less or more?
It's going to be costing less, obviously, since it is already published. What about the second one? The second one's not published, but it's 106 pages.
No, the second one I'm trying to finish before the end of the year. I could let you read the first 50 pages, but I'm still working on that one. The goal is to have it done by the end of the year.
Sure. So right now we'd only be looking at publishing the first one, right? The first one, and that's the book that's 100 pages, and it's the same one that you shared the link off, right?
Yes.
Perfect. So is it the one where it says The Seasons of Solomon? So this is the one that you want us to republish?
Yes.
I think for now, is there anything in terms of the contract that you work with the Covenant Books? I mean, does it stop you from getting this republished?
No, I'm trying to search around for the best publisher because I wasn't completely satisfied with. I thought they would help me more with marketing. It's pretty much they set it up beautifully, but I'm not as savvy on the marketing side myself. I mean, I purchased their marketing plan, but it wasn't effective. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't as effective as I spent a lot of money. I don't want to do that again and be disappointed. So I'm looking. My contract ends 2-year contract ends October 28th of this year. So I'm trying to put myself in a place where I can keep the book going but have better representation. I have no beef with Covenant. You know, I just don't think that we were a good fit.
Got it. Perfect. Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely fine. So in terms of the marketing budget that you spent, you know, was it like sort of a monthly base recurring subscription plan that they gave you, or was it like a one-time upfront charge?
One time I had a pretty much one time, but I could order more of what I needed. What I went with was, of course, I had the website design. I had a press release. I had a bookmarks printed, bookmarks, business cards. They did a Facebook design, Instagram design for me. They didn't show to them. They're just there. You know what I mean? I didn't know how to effectively, and I placed a lot of ads myself through the Facebook and sent through Meta, you know, how they, you know what I'm talking about. I worked up that program, and it did to no avail, because I really rather have somebody who knows how to generate the traffic work that for me. So that's what I did, but I felt like I spent too much money for, you know,
got it.
For a good book.
And was there sort of a, you know, an ROI, which is like a revenue generated over the investment that you made that they initially told you about? You know, any sort of number that they gave you, you know, this much how much you should spend on your marketing, this is what a probable result would be in terms of earnings. Was there any sort of?
No, they don't guarantee any earnings. They just, you know, they build the platforms. And then you're kind of on your own to generate the traffic.
Yeah, I mean, that's the old school method. And what about, like, the spending? How much did it cost you over how long of a period? Was it like 3-4 months of marketing campaign? And how much did it cost?
It's just ongoing. Like I said, the platforms are there, and the rest of it's up to me. With the bookmarks, I've been handing them out all over the place. They probably should have told me about a bar scan card instead of having the website address link. People don't want to punch that in. I wasn't even at the moment aware that it was easier for them to scan a barcode off. They just didn't introduce me to the most savvy, up-to-date ways of generating. So it's ongoing if I make it ongoing. Those Facebook and the Instagram accounts are there. Those platforms are there on the internet. But how to, I've done all I know to generate the traffic through them, and to no avail. So it's not, I'm like constantly paying. I paid up front.
Got it. And I mean, how many months did they promise that this is going to keep on going? Like, they said that it's going to go for like another 6 months, and you pay for those 6 months up front?
No. What I'm saying is I pay for the building of those platforms. They are there. I don't have to pay for them again. It's what ads I want to place through them that I will pay for.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's correct. And you have access to those profiles that they created.
Yes, they're on my website, yes. And they were kind of generic, not really specific enough to generate traffic. I just felt like it was just kind of thrown together. And, I don't have to tell you about that, but it's just not working for me.
It's all right. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, if you're working with a marketing company and, you know, things don't fit, then it's the right decision to actually make a switch and obviously opt for the team, which sort of projects and shows you what results they could produce and, in fact, gives you the right sort of strategy and sort of shows you kind of work and everything. So in terms of the spendings, like how much was the investment for the marketing with the Covenant books? Because this is something which I'm going to make sure to, you know, keep in mind when sort of budgeting your next marketing plan from my side.
Oh, I don't really have all the figures in my head. I paid up front, and it's been 2 years that I've been with them, and I've not generated what I anticipated. And I've got a lot of good feedback on the book. I just don't know how to bring them in. So I'm looking for a company that will not just publish. I believe that Covenant is a publisher, but I'm not sure I will call them a marketer. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah, it does. It absolutely does.
So
yeah.
So you get both.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or do you just do, since I've already got the book in place, do you just do marketing?
Absolutely, yeah, that's exactly what I was moving towards, because since you mentioned about, I was thinking ahead of this, you know, as soon as the call started, that you want the next book published, and then you want to market the next one that you're publishing. But it'd be,
yes,
since the book is already published, there's no need to republish it. So we're only looking at marketing.
Marketing.
Right now. And then obviously
you can give some figures of what, you know, how that would be, so I can make an intelligent decision as to whether or not to make the investment. Because I've spent money with marketers, and I've been disappointed. I've had promises that weren't fulfilled. I'm kind of nervous about it. So I'm really trying to find somebody who's going to market it and generate that traffic for sales.
Absolutely.
For that book, because I really don't want to republish it, as we were just saying.
Yeah,
that has
be
been
required.
Done already on the platform.
Yeah, that wouldn't be required. Yeah, the republishing obviously would not be required. Since the book is already there, all we probably need is, like, if Covenant Books is able to give us access to the profiles that they created for those books, so we could look at, you know, your Author Central profile on Amazon and Kindle, and how many book sales you were able to make and everything. So you have, I'm assuming you'd be able to get access to those profiles for us, right?
Boy, when you say the profile, you're talking about if you go to Barnes & Noble and you pull it up and it tells you how many books have been sold.
Absolutely, yeah. That's exactly what.
That's what you need to know, how many books have been sold. Based on the what they send me every month, it shows 39 or 40 books, and it took nearly a year, I would say about 7 months, for the publishing of that book. So really it's been on the market for a little over a year.
Because
in that two-year process, it took a while to get the book out first. So that's not really good. It's not because it's not a good book, because I don't think they market it well.
Absolutely. Yeah, that could be agreed upon, you know, seeing the results. In terms of So the book's already published, and they just share with you, like, the stats on the number on how many you sold each month, but they don't directly give you access to look it up yourself.
No. I mean, I can pull up, you know, I guess it would be available to anybody who was shopping, because if I click on those links, I can pull it up and scroll down.
Yeah, and what about Amazon and Kindle and Ingram Spark? You know, what kind of book sales? I mean, do you have access?
I don't know. When they promised me the links, they only put free on my website. So I only have, they recently added Reader House because I questioned them about it. I said when I signed up, I was supposed to have Ingram and all these different links on my website, but I only had Barnes & Noble, iTunes, and Amazon. Recently added Reader House. I don't think I have any sales through Reader House, but I get a printout every quarter of how many sales total. So I have only show about 40 books.
Great. So they show you, like, how many books you've sold across all these platforms, or just the total number?
That's the total number that they've given me. It doesn't sound right, but that's what it is.
But I don't know
what else.
They don't show you sort of how many you sold on Barnes and how many you sold on Amazon and how many you sold on iTunes. Like the sort
of, so it's broken down like paperback, hard copy, and then the e-book.
Got it. So it's more like that. All right, yeah.
Yeah, it's not big as to where.
Yeah, so that's the classification. That's the classification of sales that they show you. But, you know, working with us, you'd see that classification as well as the classification when it comes to how many you sold on each platform, because we do not keep the access to our you know, ourselves. Instead, we allow you to look at yourself. It's like more transparency. That's what we're all for. So we make sure that whatever projections clarity of what we're going to do for you.
Okay, I thought you were asking me if I could present you with that type of documentation. I don't have that.
No, I don't have that.
That's not what you're supplying me with. Would you give me the help with that?
Yeah, I'm absolutely going to. You know, what we're going to do is once you're on board, you'd have our dedicated project manager giving you calls. You know, they'd be assisting you all throughout the whole project. So you'd be able to give them calls, write them emails, and, you know, reach out to them over our platform, which is an online portal for our customers and our team working on the project. So you'd have you'll be added to it through your email address, and each time there's an update sent from our side, you'll directly be notified over your email.
Okay.
Project manager reached out to you, and you know they'll send you documents and information over your email through the online portal. So that's how we're going to operate, and they're going to also assist you with trying to get documents from your you know old publisher as well. So, and I hope the old publisher would be able to cooperate and send us those accesses to the profiles that they did. And so, yeah. So in terms of marketing, see, it's a kind of the one thing is, you know, it's a paid marketing campaign with a mixture of organic marketing campaign that's based on content being posted regularly over different platforms, including social media and websites and search engines. So it's going to be a combination of both. The first part is obviously the organic one where we post content regularly, which is already being done. The second part is obviously paid marketing. So what we do is we look at marketing budgets that are being shared to us from our authors. Based on the budgets, we sort of make a plan with the ads on how much we'd be spending on the ads and how much we'd be spending mm-hmm. on the organic marketing campaigns. So when it comes to budgets, you know, I've had author clients in the past who've given me budgets where they start from maybe $10,000 to about 20, sometimes some say 30, 35, 40. I mean, it could go up as much as they want to spend on books and as much as they want to get the return on investment. So the kind of reach sort of gets multiplied, and obviously it's exponential based on the amount of ads and the amount of platforms of ads it is being posted on. So that's the first part. And I mean, it's like you make sure to just, the more obviously the ad spend, the more people you'd be possibly able to have an outreach to. So, I mean, it's a pretty basic formula where, you know, the more sort of ad you want to spread across different platforms, you know, you'd have to sort of spend a little bit more sometimes with the paid ads. But we make sure that whatever ads are being shown to are shown to the relevant audience. And so that generates an ROI of a probability that we write and make sure to write in our agreements that we share initially. We'll be able to give you at least 250% of ROI, which means let's say you invest about $10,000, you'd have a guaranteed ROI of almost about double the amount or just over double the amount, somewhere like $20,000 or $22,000 or $24,000 or $25,000 in return when it comes to book sales. And that's the kind of promise we make sure to write in our initial documents that we send over to you. So in terms of budget, we could be looking at any budget from your side. It could be less than $10,000 and could be more than that. Do you have a ballpark figure in your head that you'd be able to sort of have to for this marketing campaign?
You are talking about over a year, $10,000?
It's usually a sort of a 6 month plan with the whole spending on ads. So each month we'd be spending the amount of about like $700-$800 on ads for the rest of the 6 months. So let's say if you're looking at a $10,000 plan, it would be somewhere around like $4,800 spent on ads itself. And the remaining amount would be somewhere spent on content, being made and being posted regularly on all those social media platforms with the right ad copies and the creation of those online assets like profiles and what your author website and, you know, getting yourself on review website like Kirkus and Goodreads. And that includes something, you know, some of those things which your previous publisher also did, you know, press releases and articles and blogs, that would be there too. So it includes a whole lot of list of activities. It's also going to include a book video trailer, which sort of is a video where sort of a trailer for, you know, letting any people who see that video on your social media platform to see what the book is all about. So that video would also be included in this package. So, I mean, we could just keep on adding more and more platforms based on the budget. And we could be reaching out to more and more people based on the budget. But we make sure that whatever amount is being spent has a good return in terms of return on investment. So that's
I've paid about that for the whole 2 years, which you're talking about, that $48,000. I probably spent, just to get started, about $5,000. And then I hadn't even added up all the ads I paid for to paste on Facebook to boost interest.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah. It is pretty important. I mean, posting your ads without, you know, sort of doing a bit of paid ads with it sort of does not give you any sort of return. So, you know, what we do is a mixture of both. It's organic marketing, which is the content itself, being able to attract customers. And then the second part is pushing it through to more and more people, and that's through the paid ads. So I think you said you spent $5,000 with Covenant, right? So, about that,
I'm just—that's a ballpark figure in my head, initially, you know, and then I was, you know, that's it. I don't have that kind of money.
So, what if I could go ahead and give you a plan for the next 6 months, within that budget? Would that work for you?
If you can give me some type of guarantee, I'm going to get some sales. I just feel like I'm just throwing money out there and I'm not getting any traffic.
What we'll do is to make sure that we write to you a document which, you know, writes the projected ROI, the return on investment, right in that document. And we'll make sure to write all the list of work and the different activities that we'd be doing in it. So whatever, you know, sort of different activities that I talked about will be mentioned there in a detailed manner. So you'll be able to see
okay. What
exactly we're doing. And the best part is each month you'd have, you know, at the start, ahead of the month, you'd have the projected calendars and the post calendars shared with you so that you could choose on what kind of ads and what kind of copy of ads are being posted. And the second step would obviously be at the end of each month, you'd get the track reports. So you could sort of tweak and make changes whenever you want in terms of, and we could also make sure that if there's a campaign that's not working, there could be other ways we could approach it. I mean, it is obviously, you know, with we being experts and have been doing it for quite a while now, you know, we
mm-hmm.
make sure that we do it right in the first go. So there's not a lot of tweaking and changes required in that campaign and the overall strategy that we form. But just in case if there's, like, anything that needs to be changed in the strategy that we do, we'll go ahead and do that. Make sure that the promised ROI that we initially have mentioned in our contract document that we share over with you is we're able to make sure that we not just reach it, but, you know, sometimes obviously also surpass it and sort of make sure to give you the return on your investment. So,
okay, so I will get you. Can you say that you have, from your experience, been able to generate enough sales for a book, at least at a minimum, that I get the investment back and then some on top of that?
Absolutely. That's going to be mentioned in the document. I'm going to make sure to have sent you. So I mean, getting what your initial investment is, that's definitely going to happen. And then obviously the things after it, you know, you will have a profit-based revenue. It's not going to be, you know, less than your initial investment. So we'll make sure to write that down. We'll make sure to also write the strategy down that we talked over the phone right now. So everything that I talked about, strategizing your marketing campaign and the ad copies I talked about, and then the different ways we're going to do initial research about the demographics. So all of this work, I'll make sure to write that in the contract that I'll be sending you.
Okay, and that's all covered for that one price. I'm not going to be dinged every month. I got to pay more. I got to pay more every month.
No, it's, as I said, it's going to be for the 6 month. It's going to be a 6 month plan, and I'm going to share with you the cost, and that'd be a one-time, fee to get everything together and to get started. It's going to be a one-time charge to get everything together and to have the ad campaign. We'd have the resources assigned to this project. We'd have, alongside with the resources, we're going to have the different, budgets that we'd be spending on the paid ads. Also share with you. So we'll show you how much those spendings would be ahead before we start the project, and obviously after the end of the project, we'll share with you the details on how much we spend on the different ads. So that would be there too. So
why would I need information from the publisher? What kind of things would I need to be trying to get from them in order to complete our contract? Because I own rights to my work, every bit of it. The only thing I don't own is the ISBN number because it's through each publisher. But I own my copyrights, own the design, everything.
Got it.
So what I need from them?
Have you got your copyrights from the Library of Congress yourself?
I got a copyright myself before that, but they copyrighted it. So I do have one myself because I wrote it as a screenplay once, and then I wrote it as a book.
Yeah, I think whatever's acquired from your previous publisher, I'm pretty much sure they'd be able to share it. And I mean, just in case if they do not, then that wouldn't be a problem. We'll make sure to assist you in every way possible to get access to everything that you have. And I mean, you already have the rights, so there's nothing more that would be acquired. I think the copyright itself is everything.
You wouldn't have to get anything from them, though, right? I can continue to let them produce my book, and you're just doing the ad. I don't need to get anything
from them in order to do this? That wouldn't be a problem. Absolutely. Like, let's say right now when I open Amazon.com and I search for the title of the book there, when I look it up, I can see that the publisher's name is mentioned right there, Covenant Books, and it could stay the same. But what we need is to be able to see at the back end, when I sort of look at the back end to open the author profile and see how many book sales are being generated on Amazon.
Okay, how do I need to make that happen?
We'll let you know. So the project manager that I'll be assigning, and we'll let you know on how that process is going to happen and what kind of access you'd have to ask Covenant to give you. And I'm pretty much sure they'd be able to give you that access.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put together a document, the proposal for the marketing plan, and I'll make sure to keep the budget around $5,000 to about $6,000 for the next 6 months. And I'll make sure to put in the ROI, and all of the other details that we just discussed over the phone call right now. And you can take your time on reviewing everything. And then, as soon as you finalize on your decision, we can then go ahead and start the work.
Okay, could you make that budget between $4,000 and $5,000?
Well, I can keep it anywhere between $4,500, about $5,400, somewhere around like $4,500 to about $5,500. Does that work for you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll look at that. I will look at that. And then once
perfect.
I start, yeah. And perfect. could you send me a estimate on publishing the second book?
Absolutely.
Once I finish that.
So like the pricing to publish the second book, is that what you're looking for?
Yes, because I plan on finishing. The hope is to finish it before the end of the year.
Sure, absolutely. That'd be fine. Not a problem. I think, you know, there are different publishing plans and options and packages we have, and you could choose between the different platforms that you want to publish it on. There's a plan where you publish through IngramSpark where you get more than 30-plus platforms already from IngramSpark. There could be a plan where you just publish on Amazon and Kindle and Barnes & Noble separately on iTunes and Google Books. So that's another approach to go about it. But the way we approach the publishing is to make sure that we publish the book under your name so you have access to everything yourself and you're able to look at it yourself. And the publisher name will also be your own name. So that's the best part. So in terms of publishing, you'd be looking at somewhere around like around $800 to about like $1,500 or $1,600 or $1,800. That's about it to get your book self-published with the formatting, the typesetting, you know, the layout design, the interior design for the book, and obviously making sure that it's a professional book publishing job with the sequence, the different sort of order of things being put in the right place, like the table of content, and then the preface, and then the disclaimers at the end, and everything. So we'll make sure to follow that, and then have the content reviewed from our copy editors to make sure that that there's like consistency in the different ideas that you've shared, and there's no sort of repetitiveness or redundancy or any sort of problems with grammar. So the copy editor's job would be to make sure that they proofread it properly, and so share with you the feedback on just a few bit of changes, just in case there are required. They'll put it together. Then gonna go ahead and share with you the final files. One of those files is gonna be a print publish ready file. And then the second one's going to be an ebook publish ready file or a digital ebook publish ready file. So you'll be able to review those both. And once you've given us a go ahead and given us an approval, we'll go ahead and publish it on any platform of your choice: Amazon, Kindle, Barnes and Noble, Chapters, MindEgo, Waterstone, The Nile in Australia. We've got a long list of platforms that you could opt for. So IngramSpark. Itself, and so we'd have all of those, iTunes and Google Books and Apple Books, so we could have much of those platforms. Yeah. So, for the publishing, I think we could wait till you finish it, or we could start with reviewing the content that you've already written. We could have, maybe one of our developmental editors work with you to complete the book, if that's what you're opting for. That's another option. There could be a way where, if you want, you could finish it yourself and then get the editor to start working on it, or you could work alongside with them. Which of the ones do you feel would be good?
If they need to read it before, deciding if that's the book they would. Is this a Christian publishing company, or is it all genre?
Absolutely. What we do is we make sure that, just in case if you've written anywhere around like 50% of your manuscript and you have the rest of the story in your head and you know what you're writing about, there could be ways where the editors could start working with you. So like the developmental editor's job is to make sure that whatever story you have to put inside the book is being put in a really well thought out manner. And so they work on a lot of things, informing characters within the book and, making sure that it's a professional job done. So what they could possibly do is give you feedback on the stuff that you've written 50% already. So when you change it or make tweak or changes to that, already written stuff, they could then help you finish writing the rest of the part of it as well.
Okay. So I will never write my own book, but I wouldn't mind them reviewing it and giving me some feedback on it, and then we can work on publishing it after I'm done. But yeah, I'll let them read the manuscript. So is this a Christian publishing company?
Yeah, absolutely. So not all of them, but some of them which have the developmental editors and copy editors on their panel, which are ready to work with books on different different sort of topics.
Okay.
Younger, it's always an option. So
mine's
I
a different kind of kind of gritty a little bit.
Sure. So what we're going to do is I'm going to make sure to have this proposal sent out to you. I think we already have your email address. Let me just make sure I have your email address.
Okay.
And I'm just going to confirm your phone number as well, just to make sure I have your contact details. I'm going to make sure I send you an initial email with a bit of an introduction from my side, and so that you receive that email. And then what
okay.
we could possibly do is we could... Yeah, I think I do not have your email address.
Okay. It is artist, spell it all out, A-R-T-I-S-T, then the number 2, then the core, T-H-E-C-O-R-E, at gmail.com. Artist to the core at gmail.com. The word 2 is not there. It's the number 2.
And
I'll do it again.
Just
you got it?
Yeah, just want to confirm the phone number as well, if you could come again with it.
Okay, 678-449-9991.
Got it. The email address, just once again, I want to make sure I get it right.
Okay, A-R-T-I-S-T, and then the number 2, T-H-E-C-O-R-E, artist 2. The core at gmail.com.
Okay, so it's artist to the core is what you said, right?
Yes.
Perfect.
All letters except for 2 is a number.
Got it. And this is at gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. I'll make sure to write the proposal for you with all the details, and I'll send it over. And then, what's going to be a good time to schedule a call with, you know, with getting to know if you've reviewed the proposal and everything?
What day were you hoping to call? I mean, let's see. You could call me Saturday morning, I guess. Or Friday evening, tomorrow evening, anytime to end over it. If you know what time you would rather call, I'll be waiting for the call. Because if you're sending that today, I'm definitely going to look at it today.
We could do it tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening. Would that be good with you?
Yeah. So let's say, yeah, tomorrow afternoon, maybe noon or between noon and 2, maybe.
Sure. Well, yeah, let's do that. I think it's so tomorrow afternoon or evening, I'll give you a call. And I'll send you the proposal by the end of the day, and give you a call tomorrow to, you know, check in on if you got a chance to review the document. And just in case if you have any questions over that proposal, we could go over it. And then you
okay.
could take your time on finalizing with the decision, and then we could start the work and get the project started for you.
Sounds really good, Dave. Thank you for your time and patience with all my million and one questions. Please, if you would include in that what I need to specifically ask Covenant for so I can put it in my letter to them.
Sure. I will, like the kind of information we probably could be expecting from Covenant to give us, right?
Yes.
Perfect. I'll make sure to add that. Wouldn't be a problem. All right?
Thank you so much.
All right. Really nice talking to you, Terry. Thanks so much for calling in. And look forward to working with you on this and you know, making sure that we're able to show you the results and have you on board for even a longer time to make sure that, you know, we're able to project you as an author with a greater sort of recognition throughout the country and even outside of the country worldwide as well.
That sounds really good. Thank you so much, David. I'm excited about the opportunity, and I'll be looking for that email.
Pleasure. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.